Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
So here I am. Put the drinks in the air. Let a nigga know that the party's over there. Who got the weed in here? And your mama keeps you some shit. Shorty looking at me and I beat you things in my all white tee. Little mama trying to fuck, cause I got diamonds on my neck and Patron in my cup. But her man over there looking at me like he wanna go hard. Poked out looking like a retard. Looking at a girl like she looking at her man like well. I'm looking at your dude like LOL.
Yeah, I'm the kid.
Yeah, I'm the kid.
Yeah, I'm the kid.
Yeah, I'm the kid.
maybe I deserve it. No, I'm not perverted, but maybe it was worth it. I am not a new boy, but I was on some jerk. Looked at her like Ann was, and she could be my last cup. And if she drunk like I am drunk, then get your ass up.
Out of Atlanta, Florida. Whoops. Atlanta, Florida. Wow. Atlanta, Georgia. Let me get these
labels
together.
Okay.
What's up, folks? Listen, I'm all discombobulated. I've been up and down the coast like the entire weekend. I was close to Florida at one point. Hung out in Talladega, Alabama. One of the scariest damn places driving to that you could ever think of, going from Georgia to Alabama. Listen, I had a chance to hang out with some of the coolest people really on the planet, because they're in an area that is pretty, I don't even know how to describe it. If you've been, so I've been a lot of places, America and world. I've been a lot of places, but Alabama is a place that I've never been intentionally. We'll talk about it more. Big up Talladega College, the dopest females basketball team. They're like top in the country. And if they win these two games this coming week, I mean, they're just going to be like over the top on point. The dudes basketball team was number one last year in the country, and many people never heard of Talladega. Number one in the country, they were number three in the country until they lost to Voorhees on Saturday. Again, we'll shout it out a little bit more, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, before we go any further. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, man.
Good afternoon, in the morning time. Rain, please stop. How are you guys doing?
I'm chilling in Atlanta, Florida. What about you?
Okay. Hey, I'm chilling in Charlotte, Norfolk. In Charlotte, Norfolk. That's what's up.
Well, you know what? Well, let's go to Plant City, Idaho. What up?
Okay.
That's where I feel like I am. Hello, world. And I left my voice partially in Norfolk, Virginia. So I'll go with, yes, I'm checking in live from Plant City, VA tonight. There you go.
Hey.
And this dude, he's definitely in
always.
Rhode Island, Brooklyn. He's in Rhode Island, Brooklyn.
Yes.
What up, y'all? I'm here though. Sipping on some. I got a new taste of brew tonight. I'm doing Foster's. Australian for beer.
Uh-oh. It's got you mellowed out too.
Exactly. We can get you a taste of that.
Nah, I'm tired. I've been on the road too. I've been on the road crazy and doing a lot of stuff. So I'm still kind of tired, my damn self.
Happy birthday! Had a massive turn up.
Not even. I wish I did. It was business as usual for the most part, but it, whatever though. I still try to fit it in whenever I could, that's what she said. But I still get it. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
Well, well,
hey.
Well.
Hey, we are up in here, and clearly we are ready for the week. We are ready for the week. Hey, tonight's topic, fair treatment in the NFL, the good, the bad, the ugly. Real good conversation we're about to have. I mean, just about not just fair treatment, but we're going to reflect back on this domestic violence situation that the NFL was in, because we know how it played out in the news for some of, you know, those who live in the African-American community. But we're going to talk about how, you know, a lot is going on, and at the end of the day, everybody's not being treated the same. Tonight's topic, a candid look at fair treatment in the NFL, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Got a red hot fire, see go burn back a wire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Got a red hot fire, see go burn back a wire.
The price of hell hasn't been a fit. I pray you not be ignorant. Clearly I am seeing with my all-seeing eye, no pyramid. I too was a derelict. The truth raised me from the dead when I became aware of it. Riding Tony's coattail. Now Tony in a cold cell. Wife home, miss him a lot. She might wait, she might not. Looking at a whole family torn apart. Man, this game colder than a horse hard. And we don't talk, please. Never mind stitching, he better not see. Did I scale the keys? You be the judge. Every good boy deserves fudge.
Yo, come get in the fire, fire. Then we can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Cause a red hot fire, we go burn back a wire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, then we can't touch the fire. Cause a red hot fire, we go burn back a wire.
Led to the slaughter, precious is the blood. That stains the cross, there's no greater love. Like the days of Noah, no greater flood than when them birds got shipped. No turtle dove. Maybe a few chickens that I saved for the drought when it was slim picking. Then with one touch, my soul became quickened. When I revisit my past, my soul becomes sickened. Clock's ticking, go check your automata. Bezel on that chauffeur will only get you so far. Mozart never tickled this many keys. And your favorite MCs ain't who they claim to be. The cat's out the bag, whoops, shame on me. I don't fear death, they tell me it come in trees. Be not deceived, we reap as we sow. Life too comes in three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Cause the red hot fire, figure burn back a wire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Cause the red hot fire, figure burn back a wire.
Hell or high water, we gon' keep rolling. Looking in my watch, it's like hell freezed over. Hell money couldn't hold my composure. Bull in a china shop, how I'm bulldozing. Gene found God, they thinking we at odds. Must they know my father, he ain't never spared a rod. Yeah, it's two sides to a card. Just opposite ends of two peas in a pod.
And I owe it to my granny who instilled the fear of God. In the heavens looking at me, receiving this Grammy nod. The game camouflage like SWAT team riot gear. Dudes, it's besides in this lane we pioneered. Now they can't wait till we drop. Diarrhea. I found God, the rest found jail like Madea. That's what you get when you pump in that Britney Spears. And how you gon' act as the truth is in your ear.
Fire, fire. Fire, fire. Fire, fire. Cause the red hot fire figure burn bag a wire. Fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire. Internal fire.
You are inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. It is 9:15 here in Tampa Bay, 6:15 out there in sunny Southern California, and that is No Malice with that fire right there. Also want to give a quick shout-out to No Malice's big brother, Pusha T, who was named a president over there at Good Music Records on Kanye's record label. So congratulations. Very nice. The A representative is a really, really big thing.
Yeah, maybe Saha the Prince will get a chance to come out finally.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna have to get Pusha on the show to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. We're definitely going to work on that. 9:15 again p.m. Our topic tonight is fair treatment in the NFL. And my contribution to this topic, of course, because it's, one, my losing team, the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, we got spanked again last night by the Philadelphia Eagles in overtime, but that's another story. The main story that we're talking about is really, really, just rub the salt in the wound. Okay, all right, I'll take that. I have my seat in the loser circle, not a problem.
Timing was beautiful.
My contribution to the topic deals with Greg Hardy, who is one of the newer players to the Cowboys roster, and his issues that he's had recently with domestic violence against his wife at the time. He's had some issues where he was convicted of charges of domestic violence. They were later overturned and will be expunged from his record. The Dallas Cowboys took him on knowing that he was having those domestic violence issues and he was still dealing with those charges at the time. Still from what the owners and, presidents of the team say, had faith in the fact that he could turn himself around and be a better person and player. However, after that decision was made, there was some photographs, 47 to be exact, of the injuries that the young lady sustained during those domestic violence issues or, situations. The Dallas Cowboys then suspended him for 10 games. That suspension was overturned and lessened to 4 games. So he actually started his first game with the Cowboys yesterday. And the origination of our topic,
two,
I think,
two,
kind
two
of came
ago.
For that.
Sorry, two games ago.
Sorry, okay,
sorry
two
that.
Games ago. My bad. But the origination of this topic kind of came from the fact that we were talking about how certain players in certain, we'll call them situations, are treated differently than others. My point to that is if you are a higher caliber, more talent-driven player for your team, then you're going to be given special circumstances where others who may not be as looked at as talented as you are would not be given those same opportunities or same second, third, fourth, however many chances. Or
right, because they make money for them.
Right.
But is that just the NFL, or is that
across the board
humanism? I mean, it's just humanistic, right? I mean, to want to give preference to those who, one, you benefit from, I think it's just human nature. But number two, those that work hard and do well, you typically, want to give them preference.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying more so.
That's just not the NFL. I think mamas do that. Mamas have favorite children even though they're not supposed to.
Right.
Yeah, they tell you
they're
no favorites, but it's in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, then, too, though, I mean, you also have to look at, with Greg Hardy, how the pictures weren't even supposed to be out. Like, those pictures were supposed to have been, when the NFL got the pictures from the police, they weren't supposed to let them out. And from what's been reported, and that's what they're trying to say, well, we didn't put them out. But it's like, okay, did somebody take pictures of the pictures, and put them out? Because if you saw him, she looked like she got arrested
before they made the decision. Yeah, she did.
Right. So how do you drop charges on someone that clearly...
Because we don't want to shame the golden boy. What do you mean?
Right. I got you.
Listen,
right. It looked like he did Rice. What about Rice? You know what I'm saying? Like, his girlfriend ended up still marrying him, I think just in the move to keep him in the NFL.
This young lady says...
I think it was more to it. Ray Rice's wife, because they knew each other from back...
That's my point.
They hometown. You know what I'm saying? So they knew each other prior to. They didn't just meet each other once he got to the NFL. So
correct.
I think it was more to it than that.
Babe, I mean, what she just said, you're saying the same thing from a different end of the spectrum. I think because of what you just said, she would not want that over her head, that such an opportunity was jeopardized by my actions, even if
right.
he was
but
wrong.
But it was his action. Right. She was saying it's crazy because that's like a...
You both are right. You both are right because they have history, you know.
Yeah.
You would not want to jeopardize such a future.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that happens a lot in our communities. Well, no, not even just our black community. I mean, in our communities across the board. You know what I mean?
But should organizations be held to a different standard? I mean, it's one thing for us to do things a certain way at the house, right? You know, talking about mama having kids. But I think when you are an organization that is profiting, right, and there are laws and policies in place, clearly for me, I hold you to a certain standard. But, you know, are there mechanisms that really hold, you know, that type of standard to measure for organizations? Because we know it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I've known of companies where the person wasn't even, you know, that big of a major player in the company, but, you know, they got arrested for domestic violence. But because they had been at the company so long, they just overlooked it and, you know, nah, you can still come back to work. And it's just like, what? Like, how do you do that? Just how do you? I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fair treatment in the NFL tonight. We want you to weigh in. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. You know what happened, you know, to the folks, you know, over the last couple years over domestic violence. I can tell you there's a lot more that takes place, one, that gets reported, two, that they even want to do anything about. Again, they don't want to tarnish not just the players, but their brand, because to tarnish the player is, in fact, tarnishing their brand. Again, fair treatment in the NFL. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Say, you kind of came at it from a completely different perspective.
Yes.
You know, when we were in our production meeting, so, you know, I know you you had a little bit more to say you was holding on to.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you want to go into it now? Because I may open up a whole other can of worms.
Well, you know what? Let's pause for the calls. Come right back. It's 9:23.
We'll be right back.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love a Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In
city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective.
Come on,
it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Oh my God.
Right here inside the social lab, Team Hama Radio Live. Yo, I love my crew. I love this.
Don't
crew.
Laugh at him. He's not funny.
917-889-3926.
Yes, I is.
Real
yes,
time.
I
real time. Real hot. We
you know
are.
Who I
and
are.
Real puppy.
We
with
we
no
are
balls.
Hey. Hey, listen, she officially changed her dog's name from Giuseppe to McQueen because he's lacking two of these boys.
I have not. Giuseppe will always be Giuseppe.
He's McQueen's now.
Yes, from now on. He's been
now
renamed.
On McQueen.
Giuseppe McQueen.
NFL, the good, the bad, the ugly is the topic. Oh.
Check it. What I was going to go into.
Bring this thing back.
What I was going to go into before we went into break, you know, we understand that there's always going to be a shadow cast on those that was a part of a domestic violence dispute, you know, whether evidence surfaced or just allegations, they're still going to get put, you know, put under the microscope for it. But my angle that I took on it was that for those same football players or professional sports players alike that seem to have a lighter hue of skin than us,
a lighter hue.
Tend to a lighter
he
hue.
Says hue. H-U-E, people.
H-U-E. Go look it up. A lighter hue of skin than us. They tend to have a lot of their issues that they have run when they have run in domestically or accusation based swept under the rug. I'll give three examples, okay, quickly. In 2008, Ben Roethlisberger was accused of sexual assault, a.k.a. rape.
Yeah.
2010, he was accused again of sexual assault, a.k.a. rape. Both of these witnesses went away after settlements out of court, okay, the same way Greg Hardy's situation kind of went away with settlements.
Yeah, she didn't show up.
Now, let me be clear on this. I am not by any means endorsing or, you know, being a proponent of any kind of domestic violence activity.
Not at all.
Whether it be just putting your hand on somebody versus, you know, allegedly sexual assault.
Right.
Anywhere across the board. It's unethical and it's unnecessary and it's just wrong. Bottom line.
Right.
So, but what I'm saying is, to be accused of rape twice, Ben Roethlisberger got a max contract the next year after, I think, the second allegation of rape. Huge contract.
Right.
Okay? Yes, he won two Super Bowls and everything. We get that and everything. Like y'all were saying prior to, he's a golden calf. So,
right.
Or the cash cow for business terms. We know right. that, right. Not, you know, he brings the money in. We get it. But this man was still accused of taking somebody's, you know, integrity from them
yeah.
twice. And we hear nothing about this. I got one more example I'm about to make. In the NHL, I don't know if you guys follow sports like I do, but this dude, Patrick
yeah.
Kane from the Chicago Blackhawks, this is like his second or third time, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's been accused of raping a chick or a sexual assault.
Right.
And they're not willing to drop a hammer on this dude by any means, because what? He's the face of the Chicago Blackhawks, and they just won two championships in the past 4 or 5 years. Because
which means more money, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So this is what the point that I'm making is, we have the complexion for the protection, then it's very hard for you to get excoriated the way, you know, Adrian Peterson, who may have won a little ham with the whipping of the switch on his son.
Right.
But now he's a scum of the earth because he disciplines his child.
Right.
But yet these dudes is raping women, and it's just
and
getting swept
right.
under the rug. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
So,
that's my
angle. No.
But you know what?
Hold on. I was in line. My hand was up. I'm next.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, babe.
Listen, no. I just wanted to respond because I totally understand what he's saying, and I agree. But as you were talking, say, I actually was like thinking about cats when you speak of a lighter hue and those who have, you know, the protection, if you will. Is that because they are a lighter hue in most instances, or is it because they have the resources? Because if you have the money, you have the resources, and if you have,
right.
you know, the resources, you have the influence. And I could think of a couple folks who black as some damn frying pans. They
right.
don't have the lighter hue, but they got the resources, and
they get away with
murder too, almost, because they had the resources that bring about the influence. But
I
the examples that you use, but I don't think it's always that, because to me, right is right and wrong is wrong regardless of who's doing it, whether you're broke or poor. And so, you know, there's a divide, but I think the point that you're making, I don't disagree with at all. Yes, sir.
Allow me to retort real quick, and then Cee-Lo, I know you want to use ready. You jumping right at this. All I'm saying is, whether the resources are there to make it go away or not, the point is that these guys get raped through the coals a whole lot more than our European brothers. That's all. That's my
Every
whole
day.
Point. Whether it goes away, yeah, no, absolutely, and I agree with you. If you don't have the resources, then yes, it could become a sloppier or a messier situation. But these guys are multimillionaires. Ray Rice, multimillionaire. Adrian Peterson, multimillionaire. Greg Hardy, before he got he made $10 million last year after not play a lick of sports. So he has the resources to make things go away, like everybody, like Ben Roethlisberger does, and like Patrick Kane do. They have the resources all alike. They probably have some of the same resources for all we know. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is this. All I'm saying is that the amount of scrutiny, the amount of the intensity of the magnifying glass that's placed on the players that look like us versus the others is skewed. That's all I'm saying. It's tilted.
Yeah.
It's imbalanced.
There's
it's imbalanced.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
There's benefits in the spectacle of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Absolutely.
As far as
Absolutely.
Just fun money, you know, benefits.
Absolutely.
Out.
Yes,
Evo. I mean, okay, and I get what you guys are saying. And, yeah, it could be because, you know, they have a different hue, but I honestly feel like it comes down to classism because, look, the league has their own lawyers, plus the players getting their own lawyers. So, yeah, it does come down to having resources. But the thing is that, honestly, a white dude playing sports, that's like maybe one out of 1,000 versus, you know, I feel like they just feel like the black players are more expendable because they can go find another one. And, you know, I could be wrong, but that's just the way that, from my perspective, I see it. That, yeah, it comes down to them having, I agree with the resources, because, I mean, look at who gets in the positions. Because look at, what's his name? They tried, what was it? Remember when T.O., I mean, I know he didn't beat anybody or whatever, but he had his own outburst. Allen Iverson. You know, I mean, like, we could, the list can go down the road. It's not just, because it's not just the NFL that it happens in. You know what I'm saying? Like, Allen, he had money at one point, but then when he lost his damn mind, he started hiding money.
Yo,
right, you know what I'm saying?
When you say lost his mind, Allen went to Philadelphia, got a check that he just probably had never thought he would ever even – I'm not even sure that he knew how many zeros was on the damn check.
right.
But it changed his life, and he showed his ass for a long time. He had the resources
to continue to do it.
Alignment.
Look,
and Allen
Iverson
don't know is an NBA player. We know we're talking about the NFL.
The reason why I said that was just for the simple fact that, you know, it's across the board. I mean, I know we're talking about the NFL, but it's across the board. I mean, I lost the person I was going to say. All right, somebody go ahead. I'll come back.
You pause. We'll come right back. We're going to go to the phones because we got our resident
analyst.
Well, we'll be right back. Cool.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
I meant it. Like your last dude, what's his name? Not important. I bought some She became a vacuum, put it on my carpet. The white on white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallless, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans. Get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
Welcome back. Yo, log on to tmhymanradio.com to subscribe for our exclusive newsletter and drop your email and you are in there. It is 9:41 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:41 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody else in the middle, figure it out. Yo, we are talking about fair treatment in the NFL, good, bad, or ugly. And our resident analyst has stopped by, Mr. Cooper, out there in D.C.
From D.C. What up,
Cooper? Hey, what's going on, y'all? All right.
Hi.
I agree with basically all of y'all. I agree with what TM is saying. He's saying the resources. But I think the resources come into play when it comes to getting the lawyers and having the league, you know, working things out in the court and behind the scenes. The hue comes into play when it comes.
Not just the lawyers, though, Coop. Even influence, because
right.
when you rubbing elbows because you got money with the mayor and with Congress people and with council people, they remember you. You know, because you look out for them. Because
right.
those people influence other people. So I'm just saying, people with money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, resources make a difference. But I get
and that's
blatant racism as well, though. But go ahead and finish, brother. Yeah. I just wanted to blow out that. Now, I don't think it's just lawyers.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's understandable. Even though, and some of them guys, their money is throwing away strip club, they need to learn how to give some of that money to politicians. But, because like you said, it gives you that influence. But that's another subject.
Politicians spending the money on the strippers, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey, that's still different. You let them do that. But at the same time, the hue part comes into play when it comes to the PR game. Because
right.
you get Ben Roethlisberger, he gets the lawyer. You get Greg Hardy, he gets the lawyer. But then you get Ben Roethlisberger, in the PR world, it's looked at a little bit differently because he's Ben Roethlisberger, he's the quarterback. He's a lighter shade and everything. But then you get Greg Hardy. He's the big defensive lineman. He's a little bit he's supposed to be a little bit more tougher and everything. So then it just in the mindset of people, it's looked at a little bit differently. And so also when it comes down to it, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day. We were talking about the girl and the bruises and everything.
Right.
And I'm not saying that violence against women is good in any kind of way, but let's just say he was telling the truth that he did have to grab her to get her off of him because he did call the police a couple of times that day. If somebody is flicking off on you and you grab them and you're a big guy, it may leave a mark, but it doesn't mean that you meant to cause them harm or anything. But you were still trying to stop them from doing whatever they're doing to you so that you didn't get in trouble and you still got in trouble. So, I mean, it does leave room for you to say, what if?
Right. Well, who keeps them accountable? That's my thing. Who keeps them accountable?
When it comes to the NFL now, it's public opinion what keeps them accountable.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say ultimately, it seems like the public recently held them accountable because, you know, even when it came down to the commissioner, I mean, look at how really the fans really started to turn against him, you know, because they didn't feel like he was doing what he was supposed to do. So the idea that, again, the revenue was about to take a decline shifted the approach.
Yeah. But also think about this. With Ray Rice, Ray Rice basically came out and said they knew. He said they knew, and he had all the evidence in the world to prove that they knew. And they basically blackballed him now. I believe they blackballed him because he came out and said they knew and proved that they knew, and not because of what happened with him and his wife. I think if he had kept his mouth shut, he'd be on somebody's team right now. But because he stood up and said, hey, you guys knew you're not going to throw me under the bus like that, now he's been blackballed. He's not in the NFL right now.
He'll probably still be on the team next year.
But hell, look what they did to Michael Vick. And he, you know what I'm saying? They tried to tag him with the dog thing. And look, and he was a quarterback, a good quarterback. You see what I'm saying? And
while we're talking about resources, he had resources. And they
exactly.
made him
still,
almost every single one of his to defend him.
Had $130 million worth of resources.
Yeah. Right. But that's when I think his
you have to also know that, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that you can escape just because you have resources. That's not what what I said.
Oh, no.
Because I think Bill Cosby is an example of it doesn't matter, you can't escape it. When we piss somebody off, we piss somebody off. And clearly Michael Vick pissed somebody off, and that was dog lovers, Peter. Anybody who's lived in Hampton Roads knows Peter don't play. That's who he pissed off. You know, Bill Cosby, what happened to Bill Cosby? I'll tell you. Bill Cosby pissed somebody off at NBC, truth be told.
I'm quite sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, I mean, all I'm saying is resources matter. Resources make a difference. Hey, it's 9:47. I love this conversation because this is about as real as it gets, folks. And all of this is we're stimulating the airways, because if you don't know better, you won't do better. But you held accountable for what you know. And at the end of the day, experience is the best teacher, but you don't have to be the one to experience it to learn from it. That's what we're here for. We'll be right back. The social
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music.
That's
the pills make me do it. This is that rolling
music. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, yeah, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, yo, with that, let's take it back to I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, working to the block hot. Or into a let's go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Yeah, you are inside the Social Lab, PM Hyman Radio. It is 9:51 p.m. out here in the D.C. metropolitan area. Yo, don't forget to log in to tmhymanradio.com, subscribe for our exclusive newsletter. Drop your email and you're in there like swimwear. Or, you know, you know, figure it out, man. You guys are smart. You guys are, you know, all adults out there. You got 110,000 other people that's already listening. Get on board with this, man.
Ooh,
yo, check it.
Harder
yeah.
than the average bear.
You right over there, son?
Yes.
All right, just say no. Hey, look, we're still talking about the fair treatment or the unfair treatment in the NFL, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, we had some pretty staunch points that was brought up about the resources and the culpability that these resources provide with each situation.
Right.
You know, how sometimes people piss off the wrong groups of folks, then there's no escaping the fire that comes down. We was talking about how last Bill Cosby, when he had his running with the public eye, with the People's Court of the Public Opinion, that he pissed somebody, he could he probably did piss somebody off at NBC. But truth be told, I'm not saying that's off base, but I'm pretty sure you guys know that he tried to buy NBC back in the day, and
right.
they kind of, you know, they blocked him like a ghost, like Patrick Roy, you know what I'm saying?
And he had a show on the way. He had a show.
And he had
development.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. Yeah. So it was probably a lot of, you know, backdoor, underhanded stuff going on. You know, in that whole scenario and that whole setup and everything, but you know, that just goes to show you, hey man, you can't trust a snake. You know what I mean? It's like the story
right.
of the lady that nursed a snake back to health, and the snake bit her and looked at it, said, "Bitch, you ain't know I was a snake."
Okay, you knew it.
You know what I mean?
You already knew
you
it.
Knew
right.
I was a snake.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
I don't know. I think it comes down to what people accept, and I think that. Also, like a lot of the wives, I mean, I'm quite sure there's a lot more abuse that goes on that's not being, you know, broadcast through the media. And some people are, you know, being made examples of, and others not so much, depending on, you know, the role they play. It's not fair, but, it's, you know, is it really fair? Is fairness really counted when money is involved?
Well,
I mean,
I
that's the only color that
matters. You got to draw a line in the sand when it comes to money. You know, again, you got you have to know the difference between finances and success, and finances doesn't determine success. And there's a lot of people
Absolutely.
That really one don't agree with that. You know, like what are you talking about, Hyman? Get out of here! I say you get out of here, damn it!
I know
money
that's right.
And success are two different things. And
yeah,
we chasing money thinking that we chasing success. And you can listen, success, first of all, I've learned over the years because I've chased money thinking I'm chasing success. Success is, first of all, being at home with your family and you taking care of them. You doing homework with your kids, seeing them grow. That's success.
Yeah,
he's on it.
Because you got to do that first. And too many people, you know, got money, you know, but they're hitting periods. Listen, I'm a witness.
My decisions are different. I'm trying to catch up. All I'm trying to tell the wise who listening for a word is, don't think that your success is determined by your bank account. I hope that sets you free tonight. Because you're successful if you're at peace with yourself, first and foremost. Because it's a lot of people got money in the bank, but they paranoid, they dope, they on dope, they drug addicts, they irresponsible, they sex fiends. Listen, they got problems. They just look real good. Listen, they got problems.
Right. Exactly. You know, they just got shiny
your
stuff.
Money in the bank. Take your peace over having just a little bit of dollars in the bank. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
until
they're
you can
probably
grow
more
into something
unhappy.
Better.
Exactly. They're probably more unhappy with the money than they were broke.
Yeah.
No, we ain't just saying that. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real talk. Success is not determined by how much money you got in the bank. And that's not cornball. That's real. And if you disagree with that, you know, that's your business.
Kick rock. How about that? That's
hey, we're back on Wednesday.
It might help.
Back on Wednesday, not here. Hey, Coop, have you ever heard of a place called, it used to be called the Harvard of the South?
Mm-mm. I haven't heard of that one.
I challenge the listeners tonight. Again, I had an opportunity to hang out with the men's and women's basketball team doing homecoming out in Talladega, Alabama, over the weekend, where the coach out there is Kevin Harris. My peoples, my first cousin, putting it down. Listen, the women's basketball team is top notch in the country. They're doing it up. Google them. The school used to be known as the Harvard of the South. It was the first HBCU in Alabama. Very few people have ever heard of Talladega College. Google them.
Word.
Listen, I've been to a lot of places. And I've not been to Alabama on purpose. It's a scary-looking place. The place is like frozen in time, and the time period is 1958.
Oh, wow.
I'm good.
That means, you know what? That means that they got some good food. They got some good food places. Oh.
Can you sit at the US counters?
I don't care.
Listen.
I can on Tuesday and Thursdays. You know, I'm white on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so.
That probably also means that none of us should catch
talk.
A flat tire out there in the dark.
Okay, so that was the point I was about to make. I was supposed to leave on Friday, even though we had the show. Boston hit me like, you know, can you run the board? I was like, all right, I'm going to lay down, and then I'm going to drive to Talladega.
There you go.
Something was like, not at night. Should you be thinking about driving to Talladega?
Okay.
In Alabama,
yeah,
anywhere.
I didn't leave until the sun started coming up.
Good
job,
Martin.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I feel you because I was in Georgia sometime. I would be thinking, like, man, I'm going to go ahead and go to Tallahassee this weekend. It'd be like Friday night at like 7. I'd be like, damn,
like,
I think I might drive to Tallahassee. But you do it, though.
Right. Tomorrow.
Hey, we out of here, folks. We got 60 seconds left for the show. Hey, we say good night. Thanks for rocking with us. Log on to the website.
Good night.
I'm Mama Radio.
Hey,
subscribe to the website. Subscribe to the newsletter. Good night.
Whatever you do it well. Check y'all on Wednesday.
I'm not going to no city where I could pay a potential yeehaw.
let's go back to Talladega.
I'm good.
I got some projects in Talladega.
I'm going.
Don't even trust AAA in the dark in Talladega.
Up,
I'm
Talladega
telling you.
Can I send a shout out?
I'm straight like
go ahead. Hurry up.
Talk radio show. Real talk radio show. See him live. See him live. Talk radio.